This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
As the various markets sort out the latest U.S.-China trade dispute, including fears that it's going to drag on for months, if not years, I can't help but think that this is a master class in bad economic policy. Chinese industrial production growth is at a 17-year low, but who knows how much pressure that actually puts on the totalitarian government of Xi Jinping. I mean, it's important to remember, we're not dealing with a democracy. A totalitarian government can withstand economic hardship on part of its citizens far longer than a democratically elected government. I still get the impression that most Canadians don't understand what the West, led by the U.S., is up against with China in terms of competition. No sign that our federal government does. These are not nice guys and not playing to win a global war of economic dominance. No, China embraces so-called national champions, which can bring the full power of the state to bear. No private company in the West can actually compete with the predatory pricing, for example, of a Chinese state-backed enterprise. But what about the U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods, which I hope everyone, maybe outside the White House, understands are paid by American businesses and individuals? They pay literally tens of billions in U.S. tariffs because they're nothing more than a tax on anyone buying products from China in this case. I mean, it's money that could have gone to buy other goods and services. Instead, goes to the U.S. government. And by the way, it's the poor who are hurt the most because they can least afford the higher prices, just like the tariffs Canada puts on American dairy and poultry. But as usual, the poor aren't even part of the equation. Average workers are also the loser in protectionism. The U.S. Council of Economic Advisers has shown that, on average, free trade has significantly positive impact on pay for workers in the export-intensive companies who make, on average, 18% more than workers in non-exporting firms. I mean, the whole point of a trade war is to inflict pain. There's not going to be any winners here. As the markets and stocks, bonds, and precious metals are reflecting, the worry is how big the negative fallout's going to be. In the meantime, keep in mind, we have special interest groups and the political left in Canada who want to do the same thing to Canadian consumers and businesses. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.